This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Kaylin Chardon. She's lead Carlinville tour guide for American Hauntings. Welcome to the show, Kaylin.
Thank you for having me.
Kaylin, we are going to discuss today haunted history tours that are going on in Carlinville. And this is the second year for such type tours. And if you would, tell us how the idea for the tours began.
Well, I actually used to work for the Macoupin County Enquirer Democrat newspaper, and I was trying to figure out a story, and while I was working there, I decided, you know what, I've been hearing some different rumors about the newspaper being haunted. It was October, so I thought it might be a good idea to try to find somebody who had experience in that field. So I contacted Troy Taylor. He's an author and historian from Illinois, who has written over 120 books on history, crime, and different hauntings, so I thought he'd be a good contact. I had him come to the newspaper, and we did a little paranormal investigation. I wrote a story on it, and then after that, we talked a bit and figured, you know what, with the history in Carlinville, we thought it'd be a really good place for one of their tours. So that's how it all started, and it's been going pretty good ever since.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about what the tour is like, sort of where you go and what... Well, some of the things you might see.
Basically, what we do is we start at the Macoupin County Courthouse, and we tell, of course, different history of the buildings around town. We start at that courthouse, and then we go around the square, and we talk about the history, the strange and weird of Carlinville, and, of course, any kind of haunting stories that go with it. We do get exclusive night access into the courthouse, which is really unique to this tour. So at the end, our guests get a chance to go into the courthouse at night and also use some paranormal hunting equipment, you could say, and just kind of get that experience hands-on.
Like you said, these are somewhat, I guess you would call, ghost stories, but yet there's historical facts to this, too, that are presented?
Absolutely. So it all really starts with the history. We did a lot of research into Carlinville when we were mapping out this tour. So basically, we started with the history. And then from that history, you start finding all of the little weird things about Carlinville, and then people start telling you their ghost stories. So it all begins with the history, but there's always those weird and haunted tales in there as well.
As far as the tour itself, some people may wonder how much walking there actually is or how difficult the walking is. Could you talk about that?
Absolutely. We consider approximately about 8 blocks. Basically, like I said, we go around the square and then back up around to the courthouse. So it's a very stress-free walk, very minimal steps. And in the courthouse, if you're unable to use the steps, of course, you have the elevator. So I really recommend it for anyone. If you can casually walk around the square, you should have absolutely no problem taking our tour.
And as far as the dates that are left for the tour, because you have had a couple of those already, but what are left as far as the month of October?
For October, we have October the 21st and the 22nd. Our 28th tour actually already sold out, so we have 3 more opportunities left for people to take the tour.
And the cost, and how do you sign up for a tour?
The cost is $25 each, and the easiest way to sign up for our tour is to go to hauntedcarlinville.com. You can then register through that website. We put your name on a list, and then you show up on our tour, and you're good to go.
In addition to these tours, you have a special event that's coming up during the Carlinville Christmas Market time, December the 3rd. It's sort of an all-night situation, and we'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, so like I said, on our normal walking tours, we do go into the courthouse at night. We do a little bit of a mini-investigation where you can see the equipment and things like that. However, on December 3rd, actually during the Christmas market and a Carlinville Christmas on the square, from 8 to 2, we are going to have an actual paranormal investigation of the courthouse. So basically what we do with this is you are able to use that equipment, but you're also guided by us and shown how to use that equipment. So you'll be able to investigate it yourself. We'll also analyze evidence and basically have an actual full-on investigation of the million-dollar courthouse.
And for clarity, that is 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., right?
Correct.
And sign up for the special tour, is that the same as the walking tours?
Yes. Actually, what you can do, you can go to hauntedcarlinville.com. It'll be posted on there, I'm sure, shortly. But you can also go to our actual main American Hauntings website, and that is prairieghosts.com to sign up right now for that overnight.
Finally, these tours, as you have explained, they have a cost to them, but a portion of the proceeds, they go towards the Macoupin County Community Foundation. And could you talk a little bit about what the proceeds are used for?
So our main goal is to get that old jail back open. We would love to see people being able to visit the old jail again. I know years ago, when it was still accessible to the public, American Hauntings did investigate that jail, and we did find some very strange things there. So we'd love to get into it again, and we'd love just the public to be able to enjoy it. So the money that we do donate, we do give to the Old Jail Restoration Fund specifically, and we really hope that soon it'll be able to be back open.
Kaylin, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.